President Bush said today that he would seek the approval of Congress and the support of the United Nations before attempting to force Saddam Hussein from power in Iraq. But he stopped short of saying that he would ask either institution for outright permission before launching a military strike.
Not only will we consult with the United States Congress, we being the administration, but that my administration will fully participate in any hearings that the Congress wishes to have on this subject, on the subject about how to make America a more secure country, is how to best protect the American families in our country. At the appropriate time, this administration will go to the Congress to seek approval for necessary to deal with the threat.
Joining us now to discuss this are NPR reporters Don Gagne at the White House and Steve Inskeep on Capitol Hill. Don Gagne, first to you. The president's remarks came just after he met with congressional leaders at the White House. What did the president mean by seek approval from Congress? Has he changed position here in any way?
Well, it's still not absolutely clear. Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert was one of those at the meeting here. He came out and said the president has promised to come to the Congress for an authorization of the use of force. But then White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer this afternoon said the White House interpretation of the law is still that the president already has the authority he needs. That is essentially the same line used by the first President Bush in advance of the Gulf War almost a dozen years ago. Back then, though, they did go to Congress, which passed a resolution of support. So it sounds like they'll do the exact same thing this year, recognizing that even if they don't think they need permission, they do realize they need Congress to play a role politically.
The Senate also got a briefing today from Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, who was officially addressing the war on terrorism. Steve, what impressions did Senate leaders take away from the day's events?
Well, Jackie, first off, the Senate leaders, Tom Daschle and Trent Lott, the Democratic and Republican leaders, both say that their understanding is that Congress will be asked to pass what they called a resolution. Now, lawmakers don't seem to be arguing that fine point about whether there's a formal declaration of war, but they are asking for some information. They want a stronger sense of why the U.S. should go to war now. Tom Daschle, the Democratic leader today, said that he has not seen anything about the threat of Iraq that hasn't been known for years, and he's asking what's changed. And Trent Lott, a Republican, also says he hasn't seen anything new.
If history's any judge, no one expects a request for an actual declaration of war, do they?
There hasn't been one since Pearl Harbor, since the day after Pearl Harbor in 1941. The tradition has been to go away from that, but congressional leaders are arguing that they do need to be involved for, in a sense, public relations reasons. There needs to be a debate, they say, in order for the public to feel involved here and in order for the public to support the war.
Quickly, Don, in all this talk of support versus approval versus permission, is there a real distinction?
Maybe not. The White House, though, doesn't want to get itself into a position where Congress could, in effect, veto this thing. So they say they're looking for input now. They're beginning to make the case. Something will likely be passed that the two sides work on together, and it may leave open a number of policy options for the White House.
All right. Thank you both very much. NPR's Don Gagne at the White House and NPR's Steve Inskeep on Capitol Hill.